Yeah, so the title of my message this morning is Selfless. Cool. Let's just pray and we'll get into it. Thank you, Father God and Lord. We just thank you for 2017 and for an awesome year. Lord, I just thank you that I came here. Me and Raina came here, Lord, so I'm just so thankful for that. And Lord, we just pray for 2018. And Lord, we just give it to you, Father. Lord, we just ask for revival in this place, Lord, and that there will just be more of you and less of us. Lord, that we will just be transformed more into your image every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. Cool, so this is awesome, sharing with you all on the first Sunday of 2018. It's no pressure. It's good. So happy new year, if I haven't said so already. It's everyone enjoying 2018. Yep. Can I ask, I've got a question this morning. So, yeah, the title of my message is Selfless, right? So can I just ask, who is on Facebook? Don't be shy. You can raise your hand. It's all right. Okay, cool. Who is on Instagram? Yep. Yep. Okay, great. So how great is this? So according to the Daily Telegraph in the UK, we as human beings take 1 million selfies every day. So it's ka-ching, ka-ching. Yeah, it's kind of pretty funny, isn't it? But seriously, all we need to do is really, we just need to scroll through our Facebook or our Instagram, and you'll see really how self-obsessed we can really be, right? Am I right? So I think the hard truth is, you know, we are somewhat self-obsessed and are often focused on what we can get instead of what we can actually give. And instead of worshiping Jesus, I mean, my youth pastor, you know, does anyone know Planet Shakers? Well, anyway, so we used to go to the Planet Shakers conference and there was this great song. It goes, it's all about Jesus and the way he changed my life. But in some sense, we've kind of changed it around. And instead of worshiping Jesus, we've started to worship Mises. So we've become self-centered. It's 2018. And can I ask you another question? Who's made New Year's resolutions? Don't be shy. It's okay. Okay, great. Okay, let me ask you this. Who's broken the New Year's resolution? So my challenge is this. Instead of thinking about what we can do differently, because yes, it is 2018, it is a new year, but how about this? What if we started thinking about how we can become more Christ-like every day? And not just from the 1st of January, but we need to be transforming every day, because the more we become like Jesus, the more selfless we become. Amen? Cool. So here this morning, kind of what I'm working on in my life, I've just got kind of three things I want to share about, you know, helping me to become more selfless, and hopefully that helps all of us. So, yeah, so this morning, my first point in being a bold witness, and that helps us be more selfless, okay? So, most of us here are Christians, yeah? Yep, I would assume so. Great. And actually, one of the greatest things we can actually do is share the gospel. Yeah? So when I think about what Jesus has done in my life, like, man, I think it would actually be really selfish of me to not actually share what he's done in my life. And if we want to become more selfless, then we definitely need more boldness to share the gospel with others. And yeah, the world, if we just think about the world for a sec, like, it's a pretty crazy place, yeah? People are searching for truth, and they're searching for love, and for acceptance, and for purpose. And we as Christians, we need to stand and speak the truth, because people, they need to know that Jesus does love them. And that in him there is eternal salvation, and that he does connect us to the Father. And as was said last week, John 14:6, one of my favorite scriptures, he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. So Jesus completes us, and we have everything we need in him. And so I guess the question is, why do we become so crippled by fear when we go to share our faith? Because I often find myself so afraid of looking like a big dork, sharing my faith with someone like George down at my favorite coffee shop. It's the Vernon. They make really good coffee. They roast their own beans. I'll take you there for a coffee one time. But we can often become so afraid about what people think of us if we actually share our faith. And we have this unhealthy fear of man. But the Bible tells us this in 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid. So in other words, it doesn't make us afraid. It doesn't make us scared, but it gives us power. In other words, it gives us boldness, love, and self-discipline. So when I think about, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen? I mean, if we think about the various parts in the world, there's actually places where it's actually punishable by death for even being a Christian. And seriously, the worst thing I could think of happening is I just look like a big dork and my pride gets really crushed and they might start making my coffee really bad if I share the gospel with them. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, because if we really believe what Romans 8 tells us, it says this, it says nothing can separate us from the love of God. So how can we be bold? That's the question. That's a million-dollar question, really, isn't it? But, you know, one of the ways I think really helps us is we need to believe who Jesus actually says we are. And there's an awesome book by, I think he's a doctor. His name's Neil Anderson, and he wrote this book. It's called Who I Am in Christ, and it actually goes through and affirms who you are in Christ according to Scripture. So I'm just going to read through this list, and if you agree with anything, you know, you can say amen or anything. Okay, so, yeah, and I can give this list to you. I'll make it available for you. So if you want it, just flick me an email, and I can email it to you, and I can get it to you. But this is great. I have this on my wall in my office. Okay, so here we go. I am loved. 1 John 3:3. That's what 1 John 3:3 says. Sorry. Ephesians 1:6. I am accepted. John 1:12, I am a child of God. John 15:14, I am Jesus' friend. Romans 8:17, I am a joint heir with Jesus, sharing his inheritance with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17, I am united with God in one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:19, I am a temple of God, and his spirit and his life lives in me. 1 Corinthians 12:27, I am a member of Christ's body. Ephesians 1:1, I am a saint. That's pretty hectic. Because of what Jesus has done, we are saints in him. Wow. Colossians 1:14, I am redeemed and forgiven. Colossians 2:10, I am complete in Jesus Christ. Romans 8:1, I am free from condemnation. This is one of my favorites. 2 Corinthians 5:17, I am a new creation in Christ. Colossians 3:12, I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved. 2 Corinthians 1:21, I am established, anointed, and sealed by God. 2 Timothy 1:7, I do not have a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. 2 Corinthians 6:1, I am God's co-worker. Ephesians 2:6, this blows my mind. I am seated in the heavenly places with Christ. That is awesome. Ephesians 2:18, I have direct access to God. John 15:16, I am chosen to bear fruit. 1 Peter 2:5, I am one of God's living stones being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. 2 Peter 1:4, I have been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God by which I share his nature. Hebrews 13:5, I can always know the presence of God because he never leaves me nor forsakes me. Philippians 2:13, God works in me to help me do the things he wants me to do. James 1:5, I can ask God for wisdom and he will give me what I need. Amen. Cool. So those are some scriptures from the book Who I Am in Christ. It's an awesome book. So who knows that? Like, if we really believe who Christ says we are, then, man, we're going to become really bold, right? And so there's another thing that I want to share as well in becoming more bold as a witness. So if we actually, if we read the book of Acts, I mean, the early church was filled with the Holy Spirit. And what did the Holy Spirit give them? Power. Yeah. So like when they were in that upper room, like the Holy Spirit came and they were speaking in other tongues and it got really crazy. But it gave them, it actually gave them boldness to go out and preach the gospel, which is awesome. And that same Holy Spirit, I believe, is available. It lives in us when we accept Jesus. And the Holy Spirit empowers us and gives us boldness to share our faith. And I think a great thing we might be able to do at the end is, we can actually pray for the Holy Spirit to come and fill us afresh for 2018. Amen? Awesome. So that's my first point. It's becoming a bold witness, if you're taking notes. Okay, so point two in becoming more selfless. Ready for it? Serving! And I have to say, our church is awesome. Like, I mean, so many people serve. And I mean, we just came out of Alpha last year, and that was amazing because so many people put so much work into it. And yeah, so I just want to say a thank you to everyone who has served in 2017 because, so much work does go into everything we do at CMP. And it wouldn't be possible without all our volunteers who serve every week, you know, from the open and close to the music, to the welcome desk and morning tea, and the sound desk people. I haven't forgotten anyone. But thank you, everyone. Just thank you so much. It's amazing. And we have our church is so blessed. And here we go. So we're going to get real here. But we can come to church week after week, and we can sit here and become super comfortable. I mean, we have awesome sermon series, which is just great. But let's not become spiritually fat Christians, because it is possible to come into church week after week and get filled up, and then you come next week, you get filled up, but there's no pouring out going on. So every time you come to church, you get poured into, but we got to pour out as well. Are we still friends? Okay. Great. So I just want to share a bit about attitude as well with serving. So a few years ago, well, probably more than a few years ago, me and my wife, Raina, we were a part of C3 in Silverwater. And, you know, we were going to church every week. And I was even serving on the worship team. It's pretty cool. But it was really self-centered service. I mean, I just had a really bad attitude. Because I actually thought I was just better than everyone. It was a bit like I was Eddie Van Halen and the band I was playing with was the Wiggles or something. But you know, on the surface, it looked like I was serving. But actually deep down, I didn't really want to be there because I was better than them. I mean, I was shredding. If you don't know, I play guitar. But let me ask you this. Who do you think God would rather have on his team? Like a humble servant who happily cleans the toilets, or some really talented musician with a sour attitude? Well, yeah, I'm preaching to myself. Hey, I was there looking at what I could get out of it instead of what I could actually put into it. And often it's just, it's it's so easy to fall into that trap of thinking about what church can do for us and what we can get out of it instead of actually taking our eyes off ourselves and serving the people around us. And you know, so much of my life is about what I can get and what fits in with me and my life. And things have to be my way. And you know what? It is kind of cool when things work out my way. But imagine if we woke up every morning with the intention to serve one another. I mean, wouldn't the world just be so different? So why do we serve? I mean, what is the point? See, we as Christians are called to be transformed and to become more like Jesus every day. And Jesus himself says in Matthew 20:28, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. You see, Jesus first served us. He first loved us. And from that place is where we're able to serve and love one another. So here's another awesome scripture. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Ready for it? He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. Not of the letter, in other words, not of the law, but of the Spirit. For the law kills, but the Spirit gives life. You see, we're all ministers. Amen? All right. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ, and sometimes we can actually think it's the minister's job, or the pastoral elders, or the church council's job to do all the churchy-related things. But if we're followers of Christ, then it's actually also our responsibility. It's equally our job. Yeah? See, we're all in this together, and it's a bit like playing in a musical. I mean, everybody has their part to play. And yeah, it comes undone if everyone's not playing their part otherwise. And I want to say this, like if we want to experience everything that God has for us, then we won't actually experience it if we don't serve. I mean, because you might be thinking, oh, you know, you just want me to serve because you need me to do this job. Well, actually, serving really does something for us. I mean, you receive so much from serving others. And it actually really helps us to take our eyes off ourselves and to become more like Jesus by serving others. So here's some really simple ways that we can start serving people. This is mainly for me. But you know what? It is really the small things that matter. And here's just a few things. Like things like greeting someone with a smile. It's always good when someone greets you with a smile. Opening the door for someone. I mean, whoever comes into church late sometimes and they're like at the back and you're like, oh, where should I sit? And you feel really awkward. Help someone find their seat. I mean, I would love that. I mean, if I was late. Which I have been before, you know, and that I've been to some churches that have been really awesome that have just been like, hey, here's a seat for you. Okay, here's one for me. Letting someone else go first in the morning coffee rush. Here's another one for me. Letting someone into a merging lane in bad traffic. If you don't know, we travel all the way from Parramatta most days, and I just kind of have to pray my way through the traffic. You know, take time to pray with someone. Take someone out for lunch. You can serve tea and coffee. You can join the worship team. Better yet, join the youth team. Awesome. Cool. So that brings me on to my third point in how to be more selfless. So far we have being a bold witness and serving. Yeah? So now I want to talk about be more generous. You know, I think we are a really generous church. Like, we're awesome. Can I ask you a question? Who would love to make more money in 2018? I think most of us would. Yeah, exactly. But how about this, right? Instead of wanting to make more money so I can take an extra holiday to Japan or something, which we're going to soon, how about we change our mindset and we want to make more money so we can actually be more generous? And when I talk about generosity, I'm not, you know, it's not just about money, but it's also we can be generous in our time, in our talents, in everything that God has blessed us with. And a great place to start is tithing. It's 10% of our income that we give back to God because he actually first gave it to us in the first place. And you know what? I actually used to disagree with tithing, and I used to think, oh, yeah, whatever. It's like Old Testament, you know, it's talked about in Malachi 3, but Jesus himself actually talks about it in Matthew 23:23. And he actually goes a step further. He says, yeah, we ought to tithe, but let's not forget our neighbor. Like if our neighbor's in need, make sure you look after them as well. So don't just tithe, but go beyond it. That's what he was saying in Matthew 23:23. And tithing is awesome because when we do tithe, we're actually sowing into the eternal kingdom. And sure, the money goes to the church, but why is the church here? I mean, I believe the church is here to reach people and connect them to Christ. And it's here to build disciples of Jesus. So when I give, when I sow in to the kingdom, I know it's going to be reaching somebody somehow, and it's of eternal value. Even if I don't know the person or see the person, you know, if you're sowing into the kingdom, it's of eternal value. And yeah, so if you really want to live New Testament, then we got to give 110%, not just 10%. We got to fully surrender every part of our life to Jesus. And yeah, so here's just some really simple ways to start being generous. Tithe. We're still friends. Everyone's cool. Take someone out for coffee and pay for them. Take someone out for lunch and also pay for them. Take time out of your busyness and spend time with someone who needs it. You know, give someone a lift home. If anyone lives in Parramatta, we will take you home. Give without any strings attached. Pay attention to the needs of those around you. Buy someone a gift. Buy the youth pastor a gift. No, don't do that. That was a joke. But that's just a few to get us started, yeah? So we give because God first gave to us. And we just celebrated Christmas, and God's ultimate gift was Jesus. As John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And I've been thinking about this scripture a little bit as well. Like, Jesus was always generous. Wherever he was, he healed people and he fed people. I mean, he even washed his disciples' feet, which is pretty mind-blowing. So I just want to share with you out of Matthew 14:13-14, and to get some context of this scripture. So what had happened was John the Baptist, one of Jesus's friends, actually his cousin, Jesus had, you know, just heard that one of his dearly loved relatives had just been beheaded. And it says this, when Jesus heard what had happened in regards to John the Baptist, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. So let's remember, Jesus was also human. And he actually, yeah, he was kind of planning to get out of there to kind of mourn the loss of his cousin who had just been beheaded. And hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. And when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Could you just imagine that for a moment? Like, just think, if you were Jesus, right? I always kind of think of these situations, but man, if I was Jesus, I would just be like, I've got to have some alone time. One of my best friends just died. I've got to go and mourn and get over that, and then I'll come and pray for you. But Jesus, wow, he had compassion, and he kind of stopped everything he was doing and healed their sick. And later on, he went to feed them, which is pretty awesome. And yeah, I don't know what your hopes and your dreams are for 2018, but can I just say, let's start by becoming more Christ-like. Let there be less of us and more of Jesus. And let's go beyond ourselves and become more selfless as we follow after Christ. Amen? So we have 3 points there. If you're taking notes, in becoming more selfless, be a bold witness, serve, and be generous. So in a moment, we are going to pray and the service will conclude. If you are here this morning and you don't know Jesus, I'd love to pray with you after. And I'll be hanging around the front. So come and find me. And also, if you need prayer for anything, I'll be around. So yeah, awesome. Thank you, church, in the marketplace.